This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Outside Lens. Oh, my goodness. Is everything okay over there?
I was down in my office, and then I just came up here to
Vinny's fort.
Get back to the show.
He does have a little fort under there. It's nice.
Well,
I'm going to get you some throw pillows for under there. And you can relax. And
I was using some shared space to eat my morning breakfast. And then someone would go, 30 seconds. And I'd run out of there. Mm-hmm. And I kept finding my lunch getting thrown. You know, like people would come in and go, this.
Oh, you were doing it as people were showing up. So they would come in and
they'd
go,
get rid of it. Right. Like I'd left it overnight, except I left it 2 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And so now I eat under the desk. I'm under there.
We could get him one of those little, isn't it Thai? You sit on it. People get a little Thai table. It's just like
a low platform,
and you can sit there and have all your little things spread out on there.
I have a box down there. It's perfect.
Oh, all right.
I'm good. Sorry, though, for the interruption. I just was coming up and triggered a video, and it made noise. My bad.
Oh.
What were you about to say to me?
Juggling. Just, you know, that Outside Lens is happening.
Oh, it's a good show.
I know. It's great. So keep it here all day. You know, I keep getting caught. We keep having more tickets. Have you heard about next week? Do we have more tickets, or is today the last chance? This is the last chance to win a pair
for a little while
of 3-day passes for Outside Lens. Today, there's 4 more pairs. 12:05, because we did it already. At 8:05, 12:05, 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. Jane's got you. Text the code word we give you to the contest line 20357, and you could win. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet, Outside Lens. Last 4 chances to win 3-day festival passes. It is a big deal. Oh my God, you guys, poor Drake.
Aww.
Can you give me Drake's net worth, please? Poor Drake. Poor Drake. He is really digging in on that lawsuit where he's suing his own record company because he's super mad because he lost a rap battle. So he's very committed. He's suing Universal Music over Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. But he's decided he's not suing for enough stuff now. So he's added some more things he's suing over.
Are they, out of curiosity, on the same label or are they on different?
They are on the same label.
Oh.
Yeah. He's suing Universal Music over them promoting.
He's suing his
own
label.
He's suing his own record label.
That is a bad thing, though, to end up being called a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
By someone from the same stable you're from.
In the hall here would be horrific.
Sure.
But on
the Super Bowl
halftime show and then again repeated
it's
on.
It's not like you're on the same page with Drake. I mean, he has just amended his lawsuit.
Well, honestly, though, is he or isn't he?
I was going to ask you, what do you think his net worth is?
$250 million.
Ding, ding. 2 points for Sarah.
Oh, too bad I'm not getting any points today. We don't know if he is or isn't. I actually don't know that. And I don't know why someone would call you a pedophile if they didn't have some kind of like real, that does seem like something you could say, this person is defaming me. But he's not really saying that. What he's saying is, how dare you promote this record where the guy calls me a pedophile? I don't know.
It seems like he's arguing the wrong thing, but
it does. Somewhat.
Okay. I mean, you might, but then maybe he doesn't, maybe, you know, Kendrick's like, I know you went out with a 17-year-old chick, loser, and so you are what I'm calling you, and you can't deny it. Right. We've seen you.
Right. And maybe he's thinking, well, that is true.
The numbers aren't lying here. We know her birth date, and we know we've got a picture of you with her.
Yeah, I don't know that. I do not know that. And it is sort of interesting that that isn't what this is about. Like, it does seem to me that someone, you know, all these internet sleuths out there in the world.
I told you I was just reading an article about, what's the name of that band with the two princes song?
Oh, Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors. I was reading this interview because I guess they're back and doing some summer tours or whatever. But he was talking about how he was a label mate with Pearl Jam, and he would walk into a record store and there'd be Pearl Jam cardboard, you know, of the five guys on the cover of that first record.
Yeah.
And they were getting promotion everywhere. Yeah. And there were CDs.
Yeah.
And he'd look at he'd go right to the Spin Doctor aisle. And there'd be maybe one CD and he would be furious at his own label. Like, these guys are label mates of ours.
And they're getting all this press.
They're getting all this promotion and we're not getting anything. And then his song hit and everything changed. But
they promote the thing that's happening at the time.
They are your boss, and Universal's the boss of these two dudes. What will happen?
Well, Drake just amended his lawsuit. So let me start back at the beginning. Drake is suing Universal Music over Kendrick Lamar's song, Not Like Us, which is directed in whole. There's not just like some side thing where he's like, and by the way, Drake's a pedophile. The whole thing is about Drake not being like us. Drake is claiming that Universal, which is also his label, helped defame him by promoting Not Like Us, in which Kendrick calls him a pedophile. Drake just amended his lawsuit to add that Kendrick's Super Bowl halftime performance introduced the song to millions of new listeners and caused, quote, even more people to be duped into believing that Drake was a pedophile. It also calls the performance, quote, the first Super Bowl halftime show orchestrated to assassinate the character of another artist. In the amended lawsuit, Drake says Universal negotiated and promoted the show after he filed his initial lawsuit back in January, and they need to be held accountable for that too. So I don't know how it'll go. I don't know what the allegations are. I don't know why that's not what he's saying. Hey, don't call me a pedophile. Where? See? You're making me look bad.
Or are you making yourself look bad by dating teenagers?
Or are you just keeping this in the public eye by suing your record company? I don't know what you do. There's something super stinky going on here. Ooh.
Happens on a super... Again, if it happens in this hallway, I'm freaking the you-know-what out. But if it happens on the Super Bowl and you're a public figure, you're toast.
Yeah.
Your rep is toast.
However, his rep is less toast than we think it is. Drake has the number two song in the country right now.
Behind?
Behind Kendrick Lamar. Still. Okay, he loses to him there, but he is, people are still like, maybe there are people who are taking his side. So they're jerks who like pedophiles, obviously. I don't know. Is he going to sue me now?
Yeah.
Is he? Are you sure?
Yeah, be careful.
I'm not on his record label.
He's very litigious.
Mm. $250 million that guy has.
And guess what Kendrick's is?
$100 million.
Vin?
Probably less than that, huh? He's newer.
I'll say $150 million.
Pretty darn close, 140.
Don't worry, Drake. He's coming for you. He's going to have more than you.
Well, I don't think so because
his number in your face.
I feel like Drake does crossover songs where he's singing.
He's got so many top 40 hits.
I know, but he's not rapping per se. Like, he's doing the, what was that song? Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling.
It's not
here
rap.
I am. I cannot do
Kendrick
good dancing.
Is pretty much rap. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
There's no
he doesn't
specifically
even dance all that great.
Still, I'm sure it took him a while. He was not an overnight success, but for me, he was sort of out of the blue, Kendrick Lamar, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
So, but he clearly like Drake has been famous for a really long time, and was also an actor.
Kendrick's been around 15
yeah, I don't,
years.
I
just
it was
think
two albums ago
rap,
that he came onto my
strictly rap
radar.
And doesn't cross over onto the top 40 the same way Drake does.
No, only a couple songs.
Yeah, although right now he's got a bunch of songs like right there in the those are the biggest songs in the country.
Speaks
right now.
Speaks to doing that halftime show for free, doesn't it?
Turns out it's worth it to do it. So I was looking through my pile of stuff like I do every day. I get all the links and I'm looking through and what's going on here and oh, what's happening there. And I see my friend Mike Borden's name. I guess there's a whole story in Consequence of Sound. Consequence.net, everybody.
Your friend who's the drummer in one of the best local bands of all time.
Here's the headline that caught my eye. Mike Borden. Mike Patton is unwilling, in quotes, to do Faith No More shows. And then it goes on. There's 1,000 quotes in here. So I send this over to the group chat where I'm like, hey, rocks, hashtag rockstar. Look what I stumbled across this morning.
It's surprising he commented on it, though.
He's on not just commented on it. Like, I should send you this. He was had a lot to say about it. He went on somebody's, somebody's podcast, Let There Be Talk.
Okay.
Hilarious. And was just talking about how they were in rehearsals.
They had a world tour
booked.
Ready to go.
He was ready to leave on this tour. That Mike Borden is the drummer for Faith No More, and his kids went to the same school as my kids, and in the end, we all wound up friends. And he wanted to do the tour. He was ready to do the tour. Mike Patton, who's the singer of Faith No More, he has done other shows. He's got another band. Is it Mr. Bumble or something like that? I can't remember what his name is. What the name of his other band is. Mr. Bungle. So he's done some other shows.
I love Mr. Bungle.
But the whole Faith No More thing got scrapped. And they were 6 months into rehearsals. Everything was ready. All of the dates were booked. And Mike Patton, I think it was at the beginning of the pandemic, he was like, I am not mentally equipped to do this. And said, I'm backing out.
I've also read that he had some substance abuse popped up during the pandemic while sitting home alone. And he said something like, and you can't fight people on this. We're now in a world that takes mental health into consideration,
but
he's a guy who had said coming out of the pandemic, I was unable to go face the size crowds that we would have seen as Faith No More. Mr. Bungle does not do anything near the size shows that Faith No More does,
right.
Or he's cross. I can't think of it. Dead Cross is, I think, another one of his. He's got like three or four other
side
bands.
Side projects, right.
And he still is doing those. But I think because they're considerably smaller, there's less demand on his.
Yeah. It's been almost 10 years since the last time they played. It was like 2016. They played. In fact, I want to say they played a show here.
I was there.
Went to, right.
The Warfield.
Well, I think you and I went to different nights, right?
I think so. But I was there. Yeah.
But it was crazy. That was it was a crazy show. And I was like, this is wonderful. Looks like they're going to continue to do that. And even then there were 5 years in between tours.
But to continue the conversation off of Mike Patton, who's the lead singer of Faith No More, who decided to tap out of a tour that was planned and rehearsed for.
Right. It's all set.
I was talking to your friend and he was saying, the drummer for the band, and he was saying, this is what I've done my whole life. Like, the one guy is the key to us getting to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's my identity. It's like, this is me. And I'm now on the sidelines because one of us has said, no,
I'm not doing that.
I don't think he at the time was.
He doesn't sound super. I read the whole article and it just doesn't sound super. It's very matter of fact. And he's like that even with us. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you got to throw your hands in the air and go, look, it's this. The whole thing hinges on this one guy's decision. So anyway, I just thought it was really funny because as I was going through my stuff this morning, I'm like, oh, my God. And there's a picture of him and everything. I'm like, hey, I ain't the one, Mike. Quickly. Wendy's, it sounds like they backed it down. They remember they were super mean to Katy Perry. The beef has ended. the beef. Get it?
Well, because someone at corporate offices went, who the hell gave that teenager
the art? I've got thumbs over here. I've got thumbs.
Like, why are we picking fights with pop stars?
When Katy Perry returned from space, Wendy's had said a thing, you know, oh, she's safely back on Earth. And they said, can we send her back? And then the world went wild. And there was beef. Someone in Katy's camp called it disrespectful, blatantly inappropriate, and, quote, a billion-dollar brand using its platform to publicly demean a woman. So that's rough. And Wendy said, we always bring a little spice to our socials. Spice. But someone's been fired. I added that part in.
Oh, okay.
But Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out-of-this-world talent. Go, 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 go. All right, what you got coming up, Ben? Good job, Wendy's.
Wendy's is just like, man,
we're going to kill that kid.
How did we end up in an argument with a pop star, a vigilante at a comic book store after these?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Just like this. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about on the show, it's all posted up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah, lots all of all kinds of stuff. Yeah, trailers and photos.
There's, the trend going around where people are made into action figures. Have you seen that, the AI trend?
I have seen that.
I have not.
And we had... Evil Genius.
Evil Genius did some for us.
And, oh no!
It's up on the Facebook page. You don't like it?
I didn't like the. Well, he did a second take after I was like, I don't like that one.
What's the matter? I didn't see it.
Oh well, I'll show it to you during the break. We look really old. It's me and you packaged together, the little Sarah and Vinny. Like it comes with equipment, like headphones and mics.
Our superhero is dying any minute now.
Our superhero is just like. Gray hair, lines.
Mine's cool. It's got a WVU sweatshirt
oh, good
on
for
and a
you.
Dog.
You're amazing. You're so young and perfect.
Thank you. I know.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
I
get your
show.
Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Sunday morning on Alice at 97.3. That is this fine radio station that you're listening to. As we broadcast from Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco, where there are clouds overhead.
Yeah.
Morning clouds continue and should see some breaks later today. It's Good Friday, and the Warriors play on Sunday evening at 6:30. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Okay, so I've never been a comic book guy.
Yeah.
In fact, one thing that I remember... What do they call those books that are
graphic
like
novels? Boom.
Thank you. When my cousins visited, like I would have been 10 or 12 and the New York cousins came to California and we had to take them to Disneyland and all the stuff. But they brought some graphic novel and it was the one time that I'd read anything like it. And it was about elves and I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it was a, they were saying
they're like long form, full story
comic.
Yes, and, it's a book. It's a novel form.
So anyway, that is the my only experience though with comic books.
The Watchmen was
the Watchmen is a
one.
Graphic novel for sure. Yes,
there's all these Bones books. My kids used to devour. It was the only thing my one kid would read was the graphic novels.
The new series of Game of Thrones is based off of the Dunkin' Egg books, which were graphic novels too.
Were they?
Yeah,
I have did the not know that.
Oh yeah, I have them. They're great.
I would love to take a look. Bring them in one of these times.
Okay.
Yeah,
if I can find.
I love the Dunkin' Egg books.
So I don't know.
Stories.
I hear about it. Big Bang, the show. They go to the comic book store.
Yeah,
that show. And then there's other, you hear people say, oh, I grew up going to the comic.
Well, okay, Kevin Smith, I mean, he couldn't be a bigger comic book fan. He'll just ask him. He'll talk to you about it for the next 9 hours.
Oh, fun.
Right?
This happened at a comic book store. This next story, a 34-year-old man named Jason Fernandez was at a comic book store in New Jersey at 11 in the morning on a Saturday with his two young kids. Jason and his kids at the comic book store.
Sounds like a really fun outing with dad.
There was another customer in the shop who was acting disorderly.
Uh-oh.
There aren't any details on what he was doing that specifically
but causing a ruckus of some kind.
He was asked to leave and wasn't happy about it and continued to make noise and threatened to beat the employee up.
Oh.
That's when Jason Fernandez, father of two,
we need a
two
hero.
Young kids in tow, jumped into action and pulled a gun out.
Oh. God, don't do
aimed
it. Stop
it
pulling
right
out guns.
At the villain.
No.
Racked it.
Oh, it was he had a rifle on him. No. That's not a chick chick.
His kids did not like him being a vigilante, and his 9-year old.
No, Daddy, no.
Pulled at the arm holding the gun to get him to put it away. Like, this is, like, the kid knew.
Right.
Like, this is your dad. What are you doing? By the time the cops showed up, everyone was gone, but they found the guy with the gun, not the guy who caused the ruckus in the first place. 2 days later, they located and arrested Jason Fernandez, father of two.
Jesus.
And charged him with multiple weapons offenses. It turns out he was not licensed to carry.
Oh, boy.
Or even own a gun.
Did you say where this was again?
This was in New Jersey.
Okay.
At 11 in the morning on a Saturday.
Mm.
With two kids
in
tow.
I just happened to be packing. Why wouldn't I be?
The other customer was not found and won't be charged with anything.
No matter what he was up to.
This Sunday, besides being Easter, is also Doobie Weed Day.
420.
Which brings up a game.
Oh, we're going to play a game.
We're going to play
Whoa.
A game, everyone.
Yay.
All right.
I love games. Let me get a pen.
Let's play a game. Woo. It's only one question. You don't need a pen.
Oh,
damn it. Can I play?
You can.
Oh, Bob wants to play. She likes games. Who doesn't, really?
Recreational cannabis is legal in this country in how many states?
Mm.
I'm going to give you four options.
Okay.
Recreational cannabis is legal in 9 states, 15 states, 24 states, or 31 states. Recreational cannabis
recreational.
Is legal
24.
In 15.
24.
It's 24.
Oh, good. Wow. That's a lot. That's almost half the states. I don't know if you guys know that.
Half the country.
That's crazy.
Recreational cannabis is legal in about half.
That's got to feel pretty good.
The country.
Bob,
but they're saying here marijuana use has plateaued.
Yeah, because it didn't run away with everybody's souls. Like, everyone who was scared of it can relax now. It's working out and it's creating tax revenue.
Over the past decade, cannabis has become legal for recreational use in 24 states as we head towards 420, which is commonly known as Doobie Weed Day.
Yep.
So about half the country, legal marijuana.
I wish I could smoke it.
They say marijuana use has plateaued in the United States. There were several years of growth in getting high, but according to annual surveys, regular weed use has mostly leveled off over the past 4 years. It didn't undo the country.
Oh.
It appears we're all going to be okay.
She does feel kind of undone right now, so maybe it is weed's fault.
You think it's weed's fault,
I don't
really?
Know. I really actually do not know. But
in 2025, 17% of people say they used cannabis daily for medical or recreational purposes. Mm. 17%. I think there are people, I bet I don't know how to word this. Would you say it's higher or lower, the number or percentage of people who use alcohol on a daily basis? And I don't mean getting bleep faced.
Right, but have a drink. I would say it's higher.
I would say it's higher. Guessing.
Yes.
I don't have the number
okay.
in front of me, but I was thinking as it says, 17% of people say they use cannabis daily for medical or recreational purposes. I would say that's a higher number for people who have a glass of wine or a beer.
I think too. Go ahead.
28% of Americans reported drinking alcohol.
Daily.
Yeah.
Some amount daily.
Some amount. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, I can have a glass of wine and with dinner and be fine. But if you a hit of today's weed and I'm ruined for a few hours at the least, like, it's just so strong now. And I'm so paranoid. I can't do it. But that said, like, if I only could tolerate it, I would rather smoke, take a hit, be stoned for a couple of hours, and then be completely straight again at the end of the night.
That as opposed to needing to sleep it off.
As opposed to possibly yakking, falling down, smashing my face somewhere, yelling out stuff a la Haley Joel Osment.
Or inviting the party back
to your
house. The
party back to my house. I'd be like, no, I'm too paranoid for that. Can't have that. I really wish that I could. I can't smoke it. And the few times I have smoked it since it's been like legal to go and buy recreationally, I am like, it's overpoweringly strong to me.
I've heard that too.
I'm so scared by it.
They say here, 17% say they use it daily for medical or recreational purposes. 11% say they use it monthly. 3% say a few times a year.
Mm.
And a whopping 69% say rarely or never use it. And I think that's sounds about right. While there are people who actively, I remember in college, with my friend, we went to some party or whatever, and then we were going to bed, and we pre-rolled a doobie for the morning, so we were going to wake and bake. And while we were rolling it, my friend Jason, this is not the Jason that you guys are
not
familiar
Jason
with,
Sisko.
A different Jason, but he was like, "I swear, I hope I can get high every day for the rest of my life." Mm. And I was like, good for you. You should do that.
Hashtag goals.
It's a real high thing to say.
Yeah. I just want to always be this way.
Yep. Anyway.
Well, now Jason can.
No.
Or is Jason one of those people that wound up?
No. He's not one of, he's not me. He didn't have to go so hard. He didn't go so hard. He had to quit everything. He didn't.
You're going to stop it all.
Anyway, there are two notable differences in the data. Millennials are the generation where marijuana use is still climbing steadily, and edibles are still becoming more popular while smoking has declined in recent years.
Edibles do seem to be a thing now. I have heard some very bad stories about edibles, though.
Well, you can't eat too much.
Well, there it is. But that the problem is that they'll say this is X amount of milligrams on the package. And it turns out then they after the person like basically winds up in an emergency room, they get it analyzed and it's 10 times the amount.
Oh, well, there isn't really oversight, is there?
Not the way there is on some products.
Anyway.
Or it doesn't seem to be the way.
I hope you have a great 420 day, everyone.
Yes. Use responsibly.
Rip it up out there.
Have a plan. Know what you're doing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
What are the people saying, Vin?
Oh, Vinny, it was ElfQuest.
Oh. That sounds like, so they're thinking that was the graphic novel.
I think it was. I think they got it right. ElfQuest. I think that's the one.
Sounds great.
It was the hit graphic novel of the day.
Mm. And this would have been the 80s or earlier?
It would have been the 80s. Mm. Maybe, no, it would have been the 80s. Like early 80s, but still 80s. Let's see, 707. Those Edwin posts are on the unofficial page, Maddie, not SNV.
I added them to SNV.
Oh.
Don't tell him his job, yeah. 707.
He knows what to do.
Yeah. He's got this.
Back off, Jack.
Yeah.
415 says, Wendy's did not back down. They issued more hilarious, sarcastic tweets.
Oh, well.
Good for them.
According to the thing I wrote, they backed down.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Daniel Almost Lawyer here. Regarding Drake, if his own label helped Kendrick defame him on Super Bowl Sunday, WTF, I would sue the bleep out of the label too.
I wonder how it'll go.
I mean, he must have some idea.
Well, if you're saying I'm mad at you for helping this guy defame me, that means it is defamation. So what's the original accusation? Where's that story? Come on, Kendrick.
415 says,
cough it up.
Bear season is coming up. Happy Pride.
That's cute.
Have you ever had that kind of bear?
No.
I bet that kind of bear is delicious.
You think so?
Probably. Oh. You want to play a game?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. This one is called It Happened This Week, or It Didn't. One of those.
What?
These are news stories that happened this week, or they didn't.
Oh.
A bar in New Orleans is now offering horny hour instead of happy hour. Couples get discounts if they kiss at the bar. Is that a real story from this week or is it fake? And by the way, you guys read all day long, so you will probably know some of these.
I say real.
You say that's real.
I say real.
Clarifying question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that it happened this week or it could have happened in a previous week or it never happened at all?
It's a news story from this week or it isn't.
Okay.
From this week.
I'm going false.
It is true. So I'm sorry, Bob.
Ugh.
I know Bob's been having some trouble with the games. A woman was kicked off a Delta flight for using a vibrator through her jeans during takeoff.
Oh, that's fun. That is not true. No one would kick a woman off a plane for doing that.
Mm.
If anything...
Oh, slow clap. Fast clap. All right.
I'm gonna
that's set to high.
I'm gonna say true.
You say true on that one. You say false, Vinny?
I said true. Oh, false. No, she was not kicked off the plane.
That is not a true story. This is a real story that was reported.
She didn't
or not
get kicked off a plane. There's no way someone would say you need to leave.
So you say that's a false story. You say that's a true story.
Right.
I'll go false.
False is the correct answer. Vinny and Bob each get a point for that. Not this week. All right, here's the next one. A Florida man robbed a gas station with an alligator on a leash and then demanded a bag of Funyuns. True or false?
True.
Totally true.
I would say false.
It's false.
Oh.
But spiritually, it's
no,
true.
No, I mean, it feels so true.
Doritos or what? Where's the catch? He didn't want Funyuns, he wanted Doritos. Well, Is that it?
No, it's not. That's just a made-up story.
Oh, all right.
All right, here's the next one. Doja Cat's new album cover got pulled from streaming services. Let me start over. Doja Cat's new album cover got pulled from streaming services for showing too much toe because it didn't look like a toe. Showing too much toe.
I don't get it. What did it look like?
Oh, no. Doja Cat's new album cover got pulled from streaming services for showing too
don't
much...
Don't look it up, Vin.
Don't look it up. Too much toe. You can't type.
Cheater!
You can't type during the game.
I'm going to go false.
You think that's false? All right.
I'll say false, too.
I'll say true.
It's false. Ah. That's Vinny and Bob. Bob and Maddie are tied for with 2 points, and Vinny, you're in the lead with 3. A real estate listing went viral this week for including a sex room disguised as a pantry. A real estate listing went viral this week for including a sex room disguised as a pantry.
True.
False.
I'm going to say false.
It is true. Oh. And Bob is now tied for first place. Good job, Bobby. A couple in the UK broke a world record by having sex in 57 different locations in 24 hours. True or false? Did that happen this week? Is that a real headline from this week or not? A couple in the UK broke a world record by having sex in 57 different locations in 24 hours.
I'll say true.
False.
False.
False is the correct answer.
Oh,
Bob and Vinny tied at 4 apiece, pulling into the lead.
I don't see this toe record. Okay.
Yeah, because it was false.
It wasn't true.
It wasn't true. So you won't find it.
There's nothing even, there's no truth at all to that?
There's no truth. It's a made up story.
Oh, all right.
Here's the next one. A man in Arkansas built a working hot tub inside the bed of his pickup truck while it was moving and got arrested for distracted driving. True or false?
True.
True.
False.
It's true.
Yes!
Bob pulls into the lead. Oh, my. So now we got, you're in the lead, Bob, with 5. Vinny, you have 4, and Maddie has 3. There are 2 left. A TikTok, these are true or false headlines from this week. A TikTok challenge called Grind the Groceries has teens twerking in supermarket aisles. A TikTok challenge called Grind the Groceries has teens twerking in supermarket
true.
Aisles.
True. Come on.
False.
False is the correct answer. That one was made up. And here's the final one. Even though it doesn't matter, I don't think anyone can catch you. A woman went viral for marrying her ex's identical twin and calling it a backup plan with benefits. She married her ex's identical twin and called it a backup plan with benefits.
I gotta say false.
That's funny.
False.
I'll go true.
It's true. And by a score of 7-4-3, and Maddie was the biggest loser, Bob has won.
As requested by a listener, we pulled this.
Oh, my Bob!
Oh, my Bob!
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. What do you think? Is it a keeper? You only have the one little shorty.
Oh, let her.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right. Goodbye. Thanks for listening today. It's been a fun Friday. Of course, the Saturday morning special is happening tomorrow morning right here. Same time, same bat station. And today's your final day to win all these amazing tickets for Outside Land. So keep it here on Alice all day. Have a great weekend. Go Warriors. And we'll see you back here on Monday.
I'm coming, Brett. I'm coming.
Oh.
It's a parking spot. Okay. I'll be down there 1 second. Okay. I'll be down there 1 second.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.